In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Heinous and inhumane is how Philadelphia leaders described the deadly mass shooting Monday night in Fairmount Park. 2 people were killed, 9 others wounded. Police say they are looking for 3 more shooters. KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson has more from City Hall.
Investigators say nearly 24 shots were fired from at least 3 different guns, one of which had a switch on it.
Rapid fire. We definitely can determine that to be a type of switch to automate the weapon.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says police were at the bottom of Lemon Hill along Sedgley around 10:30 p.m. when the shots were fired.
They hear the gunshots, and as a result, they responded and they started taking those who've been shot to the hospital.
23-year-old Amya Devlin and 21-year-old Mikhail Bowers were killed. 9 others, ages 15 to 27, were injured, mostly shot in their limbs, some with graze wounds. All are expected to physically recover.
Anyone with information on the shooting can leave an anonymous tip at 215-686-TIPS. Philadelphia School District is launching an effort to boost its flagging algebra scores by offering extra training for teachers. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
While test scores in many areas went up in the Philadelphia School District last year, Keystone scores for algebra dropped, with only 27% passing. Enter Penn's Graduate School of Education, which is providing fellowships to 8th and 9th grade Algebra 1 teachers starting this summer. Up to 100 teachers a year can earn $3,000 by participating. Laura Papero with Penn GSE is overseeing the program. She says teachers will be taught how to break down an algebraic function and explain it to students in multiple ways.
To really get into the weeds with students and let them experience the algebra in a different way that will help kids to understand it better and to a deeper extent.
The 3-year, $5 million fellowship program is supported by the Neubauer Family Foundation with in-kind contributions from UPenn. A Philadelphia City Council committee advanced 2 bills designed to make renting an apartment easier. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
One bill would eliminate application fees and cap the credit check fee at $50. The other would allow tenants to pay their security departments in up to 4 installments if the security deposit is more than a month's rent. Sponsor Rue Landau says renters too often are locked out of decent housing, not because they can't afford rent, but because they can't amass the upfront costs of fees and security deposits in addition to first and last month's rent.
What we're doing here is a very small tweak to what is a crisis here in Philadelphia.
Landlord Ryan Spack didn't see it that way. He said just as tenants face an accumulation of costs, landlords have faced an accumulation of regulation that overwhelmingly favors renters.
If it was one item, no big deal. If it was 2, not a challenge. The challenge is when all of these things stack on top of each other individually, it becomes untenable.
Several landlords echoed his sentiment, but many renters and advocates testified in favor of the bill, and it passed unanimously. A Haddon Township man will have to wait 4 years for his next day in court. the co-owner of Jersey Kebab, entered his plea not to be deported, and the court in Newark has scheduled his hearing for April 10th, 2029. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
Jalal Emanet and his family were hoping to get answers sooner.
We wanted everything to be heard and done and over with, but that's clearly not what happened today. So we have, we're still kind of in the same limbo state.
In February, ICE agents seized Jalal and his wife Amina, Turkish emigres and the owners of Jersey Kebab. The couple, who have been in the U.S. for nearly 20 years, have since been released while their separate cases move through the system. Joseph Best of Best Law Associates is their attorney.
These initial preliminary hearings are to establish whether or not the person before the judge is in fact removable as charged. The immigrant in court has to respond to the allegations by the government.
Their eldest son, Muhammad, says seeing his father's case left in limbo is no surprise.
My hearing started back in 2020, and my court date for deportation is actually August 8th, now of 2025.
Jalal, who is also an imam at their mosque, is scheduled to meet with ICE agents Friday. After tens of millions of dollars in renovations, the Delaware County Library is finally reopening its doors to the public. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
It's been a long time coming, and people are thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
That's Haverford Township Free Library Interim Director Susan Sternberg, who says construction on the aging building went on for the last few years, but the process as a whole took even longer.
Talk of the renovation and fundraising and design has been going on for about 15 years.
The sensory rooms, computer bars, meeting and study rooms, video game areas, expanded and new parking facilities came at a hefty price.
So it's about a $22 million renovation.
She says from 3D printers to new HVAC and elevators, the building now has a new welcoming feel.
You'll also notice that almost everywhere you go, there are televisions, which remind me that one of the things that is so great about this building is that it is absolutely state-of-the-art.
The library also has new programs for people of all ages to take advantage of. That's the local line with St. Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.